in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today in 100.7 WHUD from the Diltz Brothers Band. It's Drew Diltz. Hello, Drew.
Andy, how you doing today?
Doing okay, doing great. Where do we find you? Where are you living?
I'm living over in Monroe, New York.
Monroe. Been there all your life?
No, 16 years. Born and raised in Sugarloaf, as were my other brothers.
So you didn't move very far to get to Monroe?
Not too far, just over the hill.
And before we forget, it is the Diltz Brothers Band, so who are the Diltz Brothers?
That's right. The Diltz Brothers Band formed 1992. My oldest brother, Wayne, group. He's the guitar player, and then the lead singer, Alec. He's second, and then there's me, the baby.
Do those guys know you're being interviewed on the radio today, or don't they care?
They'll care when I tell them. Let's put it that way.
Did you search outside of the house to find musicians, or no? You didn't bother?
Yes, certainly, you know, and that's one of the most important things, too. You got to find the right guys to play with. I mean, if you don't, then you're stuck. I mean, sure, you play with your brothers, and that's a given, and you're always going to get along and harmonize well. But with the other guys, we're not only good players and can complement our sound, but we're cool guys and that we can get along with.
Still, there's nothing like family, though, right?
Absolutely. You know, just that blend of family harmony and voice, there's nothing like it. You can't bottle that.
On the other hand, how do you fire your brother if he's not holding up his end of the deal?
It's kind of impossible, you know? I mean, if that were to happen, we'll say, all right, you're out of the band, and we'll see you next week for Mom's birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Very uncomfortable Mom's birthday the next week.
Right.
So you've been at this consistently for 25 years?
We played for a number of years till about 05 from 92 in the bars. And then as we got older, our lives had started to include children and fuller time jobs, and we had disbanded in 05. And now, with the advent of this song, Hold Me Tonight, which we recorded in 1995, it's been getting a little bit of resurgence. Once you have a product, it really doesn't die, and you want it to kind of have a life of its own. So this is really what's happened, and I think that the song really has a legitimate chance at some major league airplay, so you guys are certainly a huge help in that regard.
You wouldn't be here if it wasn't a good song. In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today, 100.7 WHUD from the Diltz Brothers Band, Drew Diltz. We get a lot of kids, you know, who are just starting, just wrote a song last week, it gets on the air, blah, blah, blah. You guys are not giving that up. You know,
no, not at all.
It takes perseverance in the music business.
Right, that's exactly it. And, you know, the perseverance, I've found that once the belief is there, the ability to harness it is secondary. I mean, you know, that just kind of comes in place. Once the belief is set, the song speaks for itself. And this is a song, again, 23 years old now, but whenever we played it for family or friends or even a DJ or two here and there, they've always kind of echoed the same thing, that it's a really solid song. And they feel that, you know, it's very reminiscent of an older sound of many different bands. So I think that's part of the appeal of it and what has endeared people to it over the years. The initial idea of the song had come when I was watching Urban Cowboy. I was watching that one night in 1994, and the song I Have This Dance came on, and I kind of played along with that. And then out of that, the song was born. And I borrowed some things from the Eagles here and there, like New Kid in Town, the outro. And the signature is reminiscent of Take It to the Limit. It's a waltz and a tour song, if you will.
It is. It's three-quarter time, right?
Yeah, three-quarter. Yeah.
Three-quarter is a sneaky thing to do because you don't notice it, but there's not a lot of songs that would not benefit from being three-quarter time.
That's right. Yeah, I agree. You know, it's something that people can kind of sway to, a hit song kind of tempo. You're right.
Yeah. So the lesson here is never give up. A good song deserves to be heard. Please, people, make this song a hit.
That's right.
By the way, are you related to Henry Diltz, the photographer?
Yeah, he's our uncle, my father's brother.
No kidding. How wonderful. He's one of the rock photographers. I was at Woodstock. I saw the photo of your band that recreates the Crosby, Stills, and Nash album cover, and then I realized that was Henry Diltz who took the original, right?
Right.
You recreated it in an homage to your uncle.
That was exactly right. That's exactly why we wanted to do that, because we felt that a picture would be full circle like that. It was an homage not only to our uncle, but to our musical influences, CSN. And that also is very much what our image is. We grew up in an old house. It's very much the way we dress. So there's no pretense to that photo other than the fact that it's full circle to the Titan himself.
Drew Diltz from the Diltz Brothers Band. You guys got to do live gigs?
We haven't done live gigs in quite some time, but I can guarantee in the future we will be doing something live again. Okay. We haven't committed to anything yet, but the itch is there, that's for sure.
He's got the itch. Where is the website where people can find out more about you, hear some of your music?
Yeah, all our social media platforms, which is Facebook, and we even recorded a video of a sign that we have, a billboard on the way to Bethel Woods, which features our song, and the song ends, the coda is right when we zoom into our billboard sign. It's right on the edge of 17B on the way to Bethel, so that's on YouTube. So YouTube and Facebook are really the two big websites that we're on, as well as Google Music, Spotify, and all the kind of alternate websites that it spins off.
He's Drew Diltz from the Diltz Brothers Band. It's the song Hold Me Tonight right now on Westchester and the Hudson Valley's music station, the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Thank you, Drew. Way to go.
Thanks so much, Andy.